Tom Brady threw for 271 yards and a pair of touchdowns, helping the Tampa Bay Buccaneers launch their bid for a return to the Super Bowl as they dominated the NFC wildcard game with a 31-15 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. The defending champion set the tempo from the start, with Brady leading a pair of long touchdown drives in the opening quarter and building a 17-0 lead at halftime. The seven-time Super Bowl winner finished off the Eagles with touchdown passes of 2 yards to Rob Gronkowski and 36 yards to Mike Evans, improving his dazzling playoff record to 35-11 and a record at 46 postseason starts. Elsewhere in the NFL playoffs yesterday, it was San Francisco holding on to beat Dallas 23-17, and Kansas City routed Pittsburgh 42-21, probably the final game of Ben Roethlisberger's career for the Steelers. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz has disbanded an alumni advisory committee that was created after a 2020 investigation found evidence of racial bias against black players in his program and bullying behavior by some of his assistants. The Gazette reports that Ferentz's decision and the committee came shortly after its leader, former offensive lineman David Porter, suggested it was time for Iowa to part ways with Ferentz, but Ferentz said he had decided to overhaul the committee last fall before Porter made his comments to other committee members in a text message. Sophomore Keegan Murray scored 25 points, also pulled down 10 rebounds. Iowa withstood a furious comeback by shorthanded Minnesota as they knocked off the Golden Gophers 81-71. Murray knocked down 11 of 17 shots from the floor and notching his fourth double-double of the season as the Hawks improved to 13-4 overall and 3-3 in the Big Ten Conference. Villanova and Ohio State were the winners in Sunday's two-game slate of top 25 college men's basketball. Colin Gillespie drained 5 three-pointers while scoring 17 points as the 14th-ranked Wildcats clobbered Butler 82-42, and the 16th-ranked Buckeyes pulled out a 61-56 win over Penn State behind E.J. Liddell's 19 points. Caitlin Clark had 31 yesterday as the Iowa Hawkeye women rallied back to beat Nebraska 93-83, outscoring the Huskers really 26-17 in the fourth quarter, but outscoring them 52-41 in the second half. Elsewhere in the NCAA women's top 25 yesterday, it was number 3 Louisville over Boston College 63-53. 12th-ranked LSU knocked off Vanderbilt 82-64. Number 2 Stanford downed Utah 83-73. It was number 14 Baylor over Kansas 82-79. 5th-ranked Tennessee rolled by number 19 Kentucky 84-58. And number 4 North Carolina State defeated 16th-ranked Duke 84-60. Number 20 Notre Dame squeezed by number 21 North Carolina 70-65. It was 6th-ranked Indiana over Purdue 73-68. Miami upended at number 15 Georgia Tech 46-45. It was Central Florida over number 24 South Florida 67-51. Number 1 South Carolina defeated Arkansas 61-52, and number 11 Michigan blew out 8th-ranked Maryland by a final of 69-49. Rudy Gobert had 18 points, 19 rebounds in his return to Utah's lineup, helping the Jazz post a 125-102 victory over Denver. Elsewhere in Sunday's NBA action, Phoenix took care of Detroit 135-108. It was Houston slipping by Sacramento 118-112, and Minnesota routed Golden State 119-99. Brooklyn Nets have given no timetable for the return of forward Kevin Durant, who sprained the MCL in his left knee during Saturday's win over the Pelicans. The injury occurred when a teammate Bruce Brown was knocked backward and fell into his knee. The NBA's leading scorer had an MRI exam yesterday that confirmed the injury. Local basketball schedule for you tonight. Glidden Ralston goes to Ogden. Nick Brinks will have that broadcast for you on Kick 106.7. IK Manning entertains at Riverside. I'll have the broadcast for you tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Both of those will be pregame coverage at about 5:45, 5:50 tonight. Also, that IK Manning Riverside game can be watched and listened with our video broadcast, which is powered by New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. Go to YouTube, search 1380 KCM, and pull up that 1380 KCM YouTube channel to be able to watch and listen to that broadcast tonight. Elsewhere in basketball, Coon Rapids Baird girls entertain Earlham, while Peyton Chernan boys and girls head to West Bend Mallard. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.